Displaced residents of a Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus marched at the entrance of the camp since the early hours of the morning to enter back to their homes. After hearing news on the internet that the situation became safe, the residents, forced out because of violence, decided to enter and see for themselves.
We heard from the people and on Facebook that we can go back. They said all Palestinians who left can go back, and we did. We want security back. May God protect this land.
Several days ago, armed men entered the camp and opened fire on people and properties. They broke into shops and looted them. The news today said the number of armed men inside is less than before.
Palestinian factions in Syria started since violence erupted in the camp, talks with several sides to ensure withdrawal of armed groups and a safe return for the Palestinian refugees.
Mediators and some of the camp's residents contacted all sides, including the Syrian government, in order to achieve armed groups' withdrawal from the camp. The efforts were successful. However, there could be still a number of armed men.
Syrian army units positioned on the outskirts of the camp said armed men open gunfire at them every day during the night from inside the camp.
We are spread around the camp. During the day, the situation is good. At night, armed men advance and attack us with sniper guns. Armed men are now situated at the end of the camp. They attack anyone moving at night, whether a civilian or army personnel.
Earlier, a large number of foreign-backed insurgents stormed into the camp in an attempt to advance further towards the capital, Damascus. Several residential houses, shops, and properties were damaged or looted by gunmen who reportedly killed a number of Palestinian refugees inside. The residents of Al Yarmouk refugee camp who entered back home expressed steadfastness in the face of all threats targeting their camp. They said they will never leave it again unless it was to Palestine. Hamad Ali, Press TV, from Al Yarmouk refugee camp, Damascus.